The Indians going for the sweep of the Astros and Orbit having a little fun before the game. We pick up the action in the second, scoreless Joe Musgrove facing Yan Gomes with the man on.
Oh, and he hits this one high in the air, deep left field. It is off the top of the wall. Scoring is Encarnacion. Going to be a close play at second. The dive, the tag, not in time. An RBI double for Yan Gomes, and the Indians take a 1-0 lead. Kipnis yanks one deep right field. Reddick won't get it. It bounces up against the wall on one hop. Scoring is Gomes. Zimmer flying around third. He gets a late stop sign and heads back. So Jason Kipnis, a two-out RBI single, makes it 2-0 Cleveland.
The pitch. Swung out and hammered to deep left. Away back, way out of here. Yan Gomes absolutely put a charge into that one. And a two-out, three-run rocket to left. And the Indians lead it 5-1. Two down, ninth inning, a runner on. Swing and a drive. Deep right, way out of here. And Marwin Gonzalez wins the battle on pitch number 13. Great at bat, but it's still 8-5 Indians.
We're now Alex Bregman. There's a long drive to deep left, and that's gone. And three runs home here in the ninth, all with two outs. And the Astros have life. And the 2-2 swung out and missed. He struck about to end the game.
The Indians hang on to complete the sweep of the Astros, taking it 8-6. Yan Gomes ties a career high with five RBIs. Edwin Encarnacion, two hits and three runs scored. Danny Salazar gets the win, allowing three runs in 5 2/3 frames. His manager, Terry Francona, spoke after the game.
You know, he got into the sixth, but, you know, it wasn't a whole lot more strikes and balls and a lot of traffic. But, man, you know, we got on him early and we kind of stayed on him, and we definitely have a respect for them playing. Like, they keep playing. I mean, shoot, man, there's a reason they have a lot of come from behind wins and stuff like that. One, they're talented, but two, they just keep coming at you.
How nice has it been with Mark? I don't think it gets too big, but he's had a
Mark. Yeah, he sure has. He went from miserable to really good. You know, usually it takes some time, and I guess it has been, but it's nice to have him in a place where, you know, he's dangerous and he feels good about himself. And I mean, today's one of those days where, you know, if you can get a couple guys to do that every so often, you know, kind of put you on their back, and it really helps.
Seems like it's been a good weekend for Edwin too, maybe the one of the better weekends he's had so far.
I agree. I think he really has swung the bat better. I certainly think there's more in that tank, but you know, sometimes it doesn't take one swing or one game, but he's getting a lot closer, and, you know, even balls he's pulling foul, or, you know, he's putting the barrel on pretty good.
Danny got through that one inning. It looked like, you know, he gives up the two-run homer, then, but kind of got through that inning. How important was that for him to do that?
When are you talking about? That was a terrible question.
I know it was. When he gives up the two-run homer,
yeah.
And then he comes back, gets the two outs, then walks the guy, gives up the double.
Yeah, because we're starting. I mean, we had Goody up for two innings, and that's, you know, that's something we try to stress to Danny too, that, you know, we're making it hard on guys, but he bent, but he didn't break. That's what you're kind of saying. You know, and I know we set up a high bar for Danny because of his stuff. Just know that there's more in there, and we want him to reach that level so bad. And I'm thrilled we won. I just think he can set himself up the way he's pitching to have more success.
You guys have swept the Rangers, the Twins, and the Astros on the road. What does a series like that say about your club?
Oh, boy. I don't even remember I don't think we get too shook up where we are, or, you know, we don't get too far ahead or behind. We just try to play the game we're playing. I think that's always kind of how we feel. And normally if we play pretty good, we'll give ourselves a chance to win, and if we don't, we give ourselves a chance to lose. That's kind of, you know, how it is. I'm glad that, I mean, normally, you know, you got to take care of business at home, but I'm glad that on the road, we know how to compete where it's not a, every time you go on a road trip, you're holding your breath.
Up next, the Indians travel to Cincinnati Monday, and the Astros host the Tigers.